Just before I begin the sermon this morning, a quick word about services on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. There will be a service at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve, at 10:15 on Christmas morning, and 12 noon on Christmas morning. Each of these has a separate Zoom login address, and you can find those if you go to our website, St Paul's Anglican Church, Athens. You'll also, nearer to the time, find copies of the orders of service needed. This is the sermon for the third Sunday of Advent 2022. The principal readings are Isaiah 61, 1-4 and 8-11, and John 1, 6-8, 19-28. What sayest thou of thyself? One of the great Anglican church music composers of the late 16th century is Orlando Gibbons. His professional life took him via a circuitous route to Westminster Abbey, where he was one of the organists. He died young after taking ill on a journey to Canterbury at the age of 45, and he's buried in Canterbury Cathedral, where there is a monument to him. Gibbons was a fairly prolific composer of both secular madrigals and of church music. One of the anthems he composed is called "This is the Record of John," and the text for this anthem is that of the conversation between John the Baptizer and the priests and the Levites, as told in today's Gospel reading. What sayest thou of thyself is one of the questions set to Gibbon's music, rather more poetically phrased in the 16th century than our version this morning. Who are you? We started to think about John the Baptizer last week, as the Gospel last week directed us to John baptizing Jesus in the River Jordan, and John proclaiming, as he does in Matthew, Mark and Luke, that he has come to make the path straight. This morning's version is from another John, the evangelist, the gospel writer John, also known as John the theologian. In this John's account, we find the conversation between John the Baptizer and the authorities who were sent to quiz him. What sayest thou of thyself? They have a set of questions for him. Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? My guess is that they're actually asking the same question twice, as Elijah was known as the prophet. But John denies it. But even before this denial, there is a question that is unasked, but assumed. Because John begins this conversation by protesting that he is not the Messiah. Without it being asked, the conversation presupposes that people thought he might be the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One of God. We all know that the Messiah is Jesus, and that John the Baptizer directs us towards Jesus. For example, look, here is the Lamb of God, as John says a little later, after today's Gospel reading. But these quislings sent to John don't know this. They're under some impression that he might be John, who is the one. This all indicates that John must have been a highly significant character in the area around Jerusalem, in the Judean desert, where he baptized in the Jordan and proclaimed repentance. John may seem like an interesting ornamentation in the Gospel narratives, as they tell us mostly about Jesus, but we are only given scant information about John, never enough. The Gospels rightly focus on Jesus, but we mustn't underestimate the circumstances of the time and the influence of John. In one book called When Christians Were Jews, the scholar Paula Frederickson almost places the ministry of John and Jesus side by side in terms of its characteristics and influence. She says, both seemed to have proclaimed the coming of God's kingdom. Both seemed to have coupled this teaching with a call to repentance. John evidently enhanced his prophetic authority by his extreme personal asceticism. Jesus, by his ability to exorcise demons and to heal. All of Fredrickson's points can be supported with even so little information in the Gospels about John the Baptizer. So we should not be surprised that John is quizzed. What sayest thou of thyself? I am not, I am not, I am not. Three denials from John as they seek to work out who he is. Then, who are you? John cross-references with the words of Isaiah, I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. John knows who he is and what his mission is and for whom he does this ministry. It is all for the sake of the one whose sandals he, John, is not worthy enough to untie. What sayest thou of thyself? Who are you, in more contemporary language? John had worked out who he was. I guess it's one of life's quests for all of us to be working out who we are, especially in relation to the one we serve in faith, Jesus, who is the Messiah, the Christ. This search is particularly challenging at the moment, because there are immediate conditions surrounding us that are to a degree shaping who we are. It most likely is not what we want to be, and we may well feel a resistance to the way in which life has been altered during 2020. I am not the person who wishes to keep distant from other human beings. I am not the person who passes by on the opposite pavement. I am not the person whose face you can only see half of. I am not the person who only wants to bump elbows with friends. What sayest thou of thyself? There is a possibility that all the things we don't want to be, highlighted by our current social attitudes and protocols, will allow us time to consider who we really are, or even to set some goals for what we would like to become more like as we learn to live in this changed world. Despite everything, human and personal weaknesses, maybe our hope is that we might become more Christ-like, resemble more the person we proclaim as our Lord, that Saviour whose birth we will celebrate in just a few days' time. Who are you? Of course, each of us is a name. We understand ourselves in relation to others, family, friends, work. But we're also people of faith. How does that faith form us? How does our faith help us point the way to our Redeemer? We are children of God, yes. We are baptized, therefore we have a new dignity, yes. We are loved by God, yes. We are crowned as a royal priesthood, to use the words of Scripture in one of Peter's letters, yes. All of this and more. However, with these rich blessings, we are all called to share in the ministry of John the Baptizer, a ministry of pointing towards Jesus, of assisting others to set their gaze with ours towards Christ. That small question put to John by his quizzlings sets us off on a journey into sharing the life of Jesus of Nazareth, who comes so that we may have life and have it with fullness. What sayest thou of thyself.